And we turn now to a form of entertainment that is very low-tech and a little bit rude. This is, well, the music of Robert Wilson. He's a software engineer in Silicon Valley, and he's a practitioner of what he calls manualism. That's the art of playing songs by squeezing air through one's hands. Like this version of I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Videos of Robert Wilson's hand music are popular on the internet. You can see some of them at NPR.org, and you can try this at home. Robert Wilson gave me a lesson in technique.
The idea is to capture an air pocket in between your palms.
That's
not
all
that
I can
easy.
Do. Listen, that's it.
Pretty well, you got the right cupping sound there. So I've got sort of the heel of my thumb kind of wedged against the inside part of the other hand. And
but you're basic. But I'm basically holding my own hand here. Is that the basic idea, in a sense?
That's right.
This is
hard. It is hard. That's the right. I heard a little bit of a puff sound there. That's the right idea.
That's it.
Robert Wilson is part of a long tradition of people who have transformed their bodies into musical instruments. For more than 50 years, the Mills brothers made some pretty convincing trumpet and trombone sounds by vibrating their lips. Yes, you are hearing lips, not brass. In the 1970s, jazz musician Ron McCrobie played what he called the puccolo, and he was an amazing whistler. And here's rap group The Fat Boys with their aptly named Human Beatbox.
So check it out, party people, it's the Human Beatbox.
Perhaps the reigning king of anatomical instrumentation is Bobby McFerrin. Listen carefully. Every sound you will hear, he's making with his own voice and body. Bobby McFerrin and the other chest thumpers, hand squeezers, and lip puckers all have something in common. They give new meaning to the phrase body of work. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne.